This is 5 Minute Friday!
Welcome everyone to this very special episode with Donald Miller, and really dive in a little deeper about the power of story and really how our own story is important, but really in our businesses and our lives, how making other people the hero of the story is the most important thing.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Writing a movie about yourself and working with very good editors to find out what's interesting is something everybody should do.
Yes.
If you get a chance, you don't pass up the opportunity. So I studied story in order to figure out how to live a better life. And then studying story to me was like discovering how to compose music, how to compel a human brain, how to captivate people's attention, how to teach moral lessons. All that happens in story. Mm-hmm. And it is the most powerful tool to compel a human brain. The average human spends 30% of their time daydreaming unless they're listening to a story. Stories hijack the brain. So when you're in a movie, your
captivate
brain,
you. Mm-hmm,
they captivate you. The movie is actually doing the daydreaming for you. You
can't really think about anything else. When
you're plugged into the matrix. So I knew it was a very powerful tool. And then I actually took the elements of story and created a marketing filter, a communication filter using them. Filtered my company's messages through that filter. So we came down with very simple, bite-sized, compelling statements about what we do, why it's important to our customer, what kind of life they could have if they engage it. And we quadrupled our revenue. And then my buddy said, man, you got to take this framework, share it with other businesses. And so I kind of put out feelers out there saying I was willing to take some plumber through it.
Yeah.
And Pantene called, Procter & Gamble called.
Wow.
And then Ford Lincoln called, and then Chick-fil-A called, and then Berkshire Hathaway called, and then the White House called. And pretty soon I realized, I think suddenly I'm a brand story consultant.
There you go. Yeah.
Stories are all about what ifs. So I used to do this experiment when I was writing. If I got stuck, I would say, well, let's come up with 25 what ifs right now.
Yeah.
What if the guy got pulled over and he had something in his car? What if a meteor hit the earth? What if? And usually one of those what ifs would go, okay, I'm going to write that one. But the cool thing is it works in life.
Yeah.
You know, you're having a bad day, and what if I quit my job? What if I went camping this weekend? What if I asked that girl out? What if I sold the house? What if? Mm-hmm. And one of those you're going to go, man, that's piqued my interest. Well, listen, pay attention to that.
Sure, sure.
Because that's a story guiding you somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? There is a story that's just been so inspiring to me and so hopeful to me. I've fallen in love with the Israeli-Palestinian issue and the Israeli people and Palestinian people. I don't know why. I just love that region of the world and have been over many times. And on one trip, we met with Israeli guards or Israeli generals and members of Knesset and also members of the PLO on the Palestinian side in the West Bank. And, you know, there's a lot of tension there.
Yeah.
And I came away thinking, this might be a hopeless situation. I mean, they just can't seem to compromise on any of this stuff, and with good reasons on both sides. And I read the story in the New York Times about one of the things that we kept hearing in the West Bank is we just wish we could go to the ocean because they're locked in. Mm-hmm. They're not going anywhere.
Right.
We just wish we could see the ocean. It's just right there. We can't get to it.
Wow.
Because the walls that the Israelis have built up. And there were these Jewish women in Jerusalem. I mean, just like our wives, you know, your girlfriends, just Jewish women who kept hearing these about these Palestinian women, and they couldn't go to the ocean. So they drove into the West Bank, these women, and they started befriending Palestinians and got to know some Palestinian women and kind of dressed them up in costumes. Mm. And because they were Jewish, they didn't get stopped at the checkpoints.
Right.
And they got them out of the West Bank.
Wow.
And they would literally just take them to the ocean.
Wow.
They'd all just go swimming for the day. They put them back in the car. They'd take them back home. And these women just started going in there, finding women who wanted to go swimming, and take them to the ocean. And I just thought, you know, beneath our leaders who are doing a decent job keeping us all safe, there's this heart in human beings that wants to break through that conflict and compromise. And I just always have thought, Don, at the core, problems really are, they can be resolved.
Mm.
If you find the people who are tender and willing to take action and do something.
Yeah.
So I just love that story.
That's
I think it's
cool.
The only story. If I could only tell one story, I'd probably just go around telling that.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home: to move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home: to move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.